Let's get to our guest. Tanvi Kanchan is with us, VP and Head of Strategy at Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, on the line from Mumbai. Tanvi, thanks for being with us. I got to get your reaction to what we're seeing in risk markets right now after that relatively cool reading on core consumer prices. What's your reaction here? Is it enough to engender some enthusiasm for U.S. equities?
Hi, thank you for having me on the talk show. So yeah, I think with regards to the numbers that we saw, 7.7, and as you very rightly mentioned, we saw the biggest single day rally in over 2.5 years, you know, with NASDAQ at 7.5 and S&P at 5.5. The expectations were below, the estimates of somewhere it being at a higher 7.9 to 8%. So there is expectation of softening in both headline as well as it's gonna give a relief to the rally in terms of risk assets and also in the bond market. And there's also expectations that the rate hike, the level at which the rate hike was going, will also be a bit more calibrated as it was being expected earlier.
Yeah, the market seems to be seizing on any piece of good news that it can at the moment. But let's look at the starter with clear eyes. Inflation still running very, very hot. The Fed still being quite equivocal on what it says about the path forward. Is there a chance that this is a false dawn? Can you see any risk of a reversal in those numbers in the next few months? Or can we say with certainty that inflation's now peaked?
I think in the short term, we are still expecting there to be certain knee-jerk reaction with regards to the inflation numbers, you know, being at the higher 7 to 8% margin. But I think right now, with regards to the market estimates and the analysis that's coming in, we are kind of at the peak of the inflation cycle, although it'll take a bit more than a quarter for it to slow down in terms of substantial number terms. But yeah, I think this is the range that we can expect to be in terms of a shorter term, inflation rate.
Tanvi, this is the first part of our conversation with you, and we'll continue. But before we leave this segment, I'd like to get your take in about 30 seconds or so on the dollar, which simply collapsed today in New York trading. What's your outlook for the greenback?
I think it's again, as I said earlier, it's a knee-jerk reaction with regards to the data that's coming in, whether it's unemployment data or whether it's the market data that's coming in. We will have to look at a few more data points before we analyze if this is kind of more in terms of a longer term duration.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tanvi, we were talking earlier about what we've seen with the U.S. inflation print, what we're expecting going ahead in terms of the Fed. Now, you are taking a cautious approach to this encouraging data. So, based on what we've seen, are you changing your strategies and investment plans at all today?
Yes. So I think with regards to strategy in terms of, investor strategy for a long term, I think that anyways has to be tactical rather than strategy. So short term liquidity crunches, short term, allocation, short term news should not really have a big impact on someone's strategic allocation. And it should not be tinkered with unless and until the yield is optimal at current period of time. At the same time, they can take a tactical perspective, like a modest increase in allocation in fixed income assets and an equivalent reduction in equity can be considered for someone who is on a more of a conservative side. And for someone with an adequate risk appetite and a longer horizon, I think you can still continue fresher allocations into equities in a more staggered manner, at least in terms of their emerging market allocation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about EM, and I don't know that we can put India in that basket necessarily, but the market in India since September, at any rate, has been on an amazing rally the last few days, notwithstanding, because we've seen a lot of volatility and maybe a little bit of pullback. That said, I think, if I'm right about this, the major benchmarks in India are very near record highs, only about 2% below those levels. Would you be putting new money to work in the Indian equity markets right now?
I think new money in terms of anything going in the equity markets will have to be in terms of a staggered manner. When we talk about India, if you look at a structural medium to long-term perspective, we are still very positive, you know, on equity as an asset class. And we continue to believe that Indian equities will deliver a better risk-adjusted return compared to other, you know, major markets. And there is also a significant part of negative development in terms of the near future with regards to the recessionary trends that's happening in Europe, you know, possibility of further fluctuation coming from the US and perhaps any kind of escalation in the Russia-Ukraine war will obviously have an impact in the Indian markets. And also the RBI is looking at a monetary policy tightening. So even with regards to the short-term volatility, we do not expect to be a significant correction in terms of equity market bearing any very drastic negative development. So in terms of fresher money inflows, we are still very positive. And I think you can see that from the data, even though there has been a significant outflow from FII, the domestic investors continue to be positive in Indian equities. And if you have noticed the recent data in terms of the SIP, they still continue to be strong. So there is money coming in Indian equity in terms of staggered manner. So those data points are still reflecting that there is positivity in terms of at least retail investors being having a good amount of inflow in Indian equities.
In terms of potential negative developments, though, I mean, a lot of the price action today being driven by US CPI, inflation in India is still running very hot. In just 30 seconds or so, when do you see this cooling?
I think the US inflation right now, you know, we saw the global markets kind of have a good positive rally. And I think the expectations, at least for a short term, there will be a positive impact on the Indian equities also. But right now we have the earnings seasons that are, in line right now. And the earnings seasons, if you see, they have been broadly in line with our expectations. So they have been more positive as opposed to negative surprises. And I think this also is inducing or kind of getting the investors pumping in money in the equity market. And I think that's another reason why you have seen the noticeable rally happening in the recent
months. All right. Tanvi Kanchan, Vice President and Head of Strategy at Anand Rathi Shares and Stockbrokers. Thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.